USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote next week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Then, after the new year, the Senate will take over the process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the trial will come after the Christmas break. And then...
the House managers would come over, make their argument. The president's lawyers would then respond.
Then, after that, McConnell says the Senate has two different choices.
It could go down the path of calling witnesses and basically having another trial, or it could decide, and again, 51 members could make that decision, that they've heard enough and believe they know what would happen and could move to vote on the two articles of impeachment.
But McConnell emphasizes at this time, no decisions have yet been made. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will back the trade deal that was signed by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Politico's Anita Kumar.
Democrats need a win. They need to show that they're doing more than impeachment. But the president also needs to show that he's accomplishing something as he's getting out and running for re-election. And so it's been very difficult with divided government. It's been very difficult with impeachment. And, you know, both parties, both sides were hoping for this so they can go back home and show that they are accomplishing something.
Six people have died following a gun battle in Jersey City. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
We are grateful that the other officers wounded are currently recovering, and we send our best wishes and prayers for their full recovery. We also mourn the innocent victims. We offer our condolences to their families, especially at this time of year when families should be coming together in celebration, not coming together in grief.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The foreign minister of Russia has paid a visit to Washington. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is welcoming the Russian foreign minister to our nation's capital. Speaking at the State Department, Pompeo says Russian interference in U.S. elections is unacceptable.
The Trump administration will always work to protect the integrity of our elections, period. Should Russia or any foreign actor take steps to undermine our democratic processes, we will take action in response.
The foreign minister responded by saying the allegations of interference in the 2016 election are baseless.
The NFL's Cincinnati Bengals are accusing the New England Patriots of recording the Bengals' sideline during last Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns. USA's Chris Barnes sorts it out.
The Bengals play the Patriots this coming Sunday, and Cincinnati claims that its play calls were filmed during that last game. The Patriots say the team video crew violated league policy while producing a web series, and the Patriots did say the crew was operating independently, but that the team will accept full responsibility. Another camera spying flap from the team that brought the term Spygate into the NFL lexicon in 2007, when the Pats were caught videotaping opposing team signals in a scandal that cost them a first-round draft pick and $250,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.